What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to the What Really Happened show. I'm Ryan Dawson of Rice Sense and Anti-Neocon, subbing for Mike Rivero. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Got a good lineup today. Ken O'Keefe will be joining us in the next hour, followed by Larkin Rose. Ken, of course, famous as a blockade runner and an advocate and activist for social justice worldwide. Larkin Rose is a noted author, philosopher, and a semi-famous vlogger. You may have seen his work, The Tiny Dot, or When to Shoot a Cop? Question mark. And I'm going to be talking about some hidden history, my thoughts on environmental extremism, the latest corporate propaganda on Syria, and then I thought I'd bash Joe Lieberman in the Pentagon. Why not? So, something for everyone. Tune in with your whole family. Now, I'm going to do a What Really Happened story. What Really Happened was and still is big on hidden history. And I want to tell you about a Native American group that has basically met the historical eraser. It was just 2.5 weeks ago or so, the headlines on the Huffington Puke and AOL hyped up some stories about the so-called Lost Colony. That would be the original colony before Jamestown. It's been misnamed the Roanoke Colony. That's not to be confused with Roanoke, Virginia, the same name. We're talking about an island in North Carolina. It's just going to take me 6 or 7 minutes to explain this, but I think it's high time that Americans weren't lied to about their history, and it's high time to know what really happened. And if I can talk about the Middle East and Africa and Asia and the things I always do, then you can be darn sure that I can take a moment to talk about the native people and the earliest Europeans right here in America. The official story goes something like this. People were kind of under this false assumption about this story, so here's how they tell it. There were some people from England who landed on Roanoke Island in 1587, and they went back and forth to England, and at one point, they couldn't return because England had a war with Spain. It's the famous war where the Spanish Armada was defeated, mostly because of weather. And then, when they finally did return, the colony on Roanoke had just disappeared, and the only clue as to what happened or where they went was the word CROA, C-R-O-A, written in capital letters in English, carved in a tree. Now that's the official version. That entire narrative is completely theater, literally. The massive information being omitted here is that there were prior voyages to 1587. And this is what really happened. First, the English came over and landed on Hatteras Island. This was in 1584. At that time, the island was called Croatoan. They landed right in the elbow of it where the modern Cape Hatteras Lighthouse is now. It's the tallest in the U.S. The town there is called Buxton, after Judge Buxton named it after himself. But before that, it was called the Cape, which is very confusing because there's Cape everything now. So before that, it was called Croatoan. Some places in modern-day Nag's Head, this is in North Carolina, they incorrectly have written this as Croatan. I don't know why they're missing a letter O, but they're all wrong because all the maps from John White and all the primary sources have it clearly written as Croatoan, not Croatan. So the English came over in 1584, and they were living on Croatoan. They traded with the natives there. They brought natives from there back to England with them. One of these Indians was named Manio. And to make it confusing, there's a town on Roanoke Island named after him. And I will continue the story right after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Dawson. I am explaining what really happened to the Lost Colony. So I'll jump back into the story. We have the English coming to Croatoan in 1584. Now, on Roanoke Island, you have to understand, Croatoan and Roanoke are right next to each other. Their islands are adjacent to one another. And on Roanoke, they have a town named Manio, named after a famous Native American who went back and forth to England. Now, but Manio is from Croatoan, so it doesn't change the fact that he was from there just because Roanoke named a town after him. And a lot of the locals don't even call Roanoke, they call it Manio because saying Roanoke sounds like you're going to Virginia. So I clear that up. The town of Manio is where the famous play, which is fictional, about the Lost Colony is, and this is where the myth really got spun into what it is today. Because of this silly play, the Elizabethan colonies are referred to now as the Roanoke Colony, which is misleading. It never was. And that is because a man named David Quinn, who was hired by the Tourist Commission of Roanoke to write a book on the topic, called it the Roanoke Voyage. This is pure propaganda, and Quinn knew it too, but he did what he was paid to do. However, he cleverly placed an image of one of John White's maps for the cover of his book. The map, which would have shown Croatoan and Roanoke, was cut so that it only showed Roanoke. But it was a way of him saying to others that he clearly had seen the whole map, and he knew the truth. He knew very well where Croatoan was, and that it was not a mystery at all. But the town, paying him, wanted a story to sell. And one reason was to protect Roanoke Island from the federal government, which was going to turn it into a wildlife preserve. Hatteras and Killdevil Hills were protected because of the historical significance of the lighthouses, and the Wright Brothers Memorial, where the first plane was made. Roanoke had nothing. This small trip the English took from Croatoan into Roanoke suddenly became a Roanoke-only voyage, and it got historized by a fictional play. What else were they going to do? But Croatoan was not a mystery, and that is what was written on the palisade, not Croa, but the full word, Croatoan, and that is where the lost colony went. They were not only there, they went back there. They had been living there for 3 years before they ever visited Roanoke. So they just returned there. But when you omit the prior voyages, when you omit that, and you ignore the primary sources and the maps, and that they were traveling with Indians from Croatoan Island, and had made them allies and trading partners, and that Ralph Lane had pretty much alienated everyone else so that everyone but the Croatoan wanted to kill them, then the story is confusing. But when you know that they had lived there, they had allied with them, and they had literally written down where they were going, then there's no mystery at all. The only mystery is what happened to them after they got back to Croatoan. There's no mystery about a Roanoke colony. It was never a Roanoke colony. They spent a whopping 18 days there. And if you want more information, my twin brother, Scott Dawson, and a crew from the United Kingdom under Mark Horton have been digging that up, literally. You check out Coastal Carolina Indian Center and get the stuff by Scott Dawson. I know it's not a national story, but I had to tell that to everyone. I got a caller, Richard from Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, great bit of history, and that's what I'm finding, that as we research the history, we're 1984 to the max. Everything seems to be a little tainted with revisionist aspects. But what
absolutely.
What I want to suggest, I don't know, did you listen to Deanna's show today?
No, I'm in Japan. It's 3 in the morning, and I've just got up and started doing this.
Okay, I wanted you to take this proposal to your guest today because I heard your lineup.
Sure.
My theory is that Pogo had it right. Pogo was a comic strip character back in the 60s, and he stated, we've met the enemy, and he is us. My perspective is that it's something. Have you heard of the Milgram experiment or the Stanford Prison experiment?
Yes.
I'm thinking that all these, like the Bilderbergers and the Freemasons and whatever, all these locations or groups or whatever, are just kind of testing grounds to see if we really fit into the Milgram experiment or the Stanford Prison experiment. If we do, we're kind of promoted to the upper echelons, and basically our own guilt, greed, and egocentric territorial imperative is perpetuating the destruction of ourselves. I think we're doing it to ourselves, and when you have your guests on, I'd like you to kind of take that to them and see if there's any way that they can refute the fact that, you know, it's our children, that there are the cops that bring the laws upon us. It's our soldiers that fight the wars that bring the
Yeah, we're doing it to ourselves. I mean, everything government is just other people. So, I mean, we are obviously doing it to ourselves. Something else to add to this hidden history thing, it actually wasn't the lie wasn't perpetuated until the 1930s. Up until that point, everyone knew about the colony coming to Croatoan. But the play sort of erased it. The guy that wrote it was Paul Green. He did some other famous plays in Williamsburg, The Founders and Glory, about the Revolutionary War and stuff. Equally fictional, but people knew about those because they're better known. But basically, Paul Green didn't like the idea of race mixing of American Indians and Europeans. He just couldn't stand that idea, so they just disappeared. But John Lawson's expeditions down the islands found Native Americans with blue eyes, and I think we know where that came from. But It that's the thing, is this history wasn't gone until about 1937, and has slowly been edged out, and they created a mystery out of nothing, pure Hollywood. And that's you know, just with the outdoor play. That's how powerful literature and fictional stories can be on polluting history.
Well, and secondly, that's really dramatically shown in our own history. the founding fathers created letters and declarations of independence. That was completely changed in the 1850s when we have this Hinckley Constitution, which we now refer to, which is a totally false document, completely changed and completely reprogrammed to give us the corporate agenda, and everybody buys it as reality. I mean, I would suggest you get a guest called James Madison on, who thinks he's and has tried to research the fact that he's a descendant of the original James Madison, signer of the Constitution. His information is just really great as to how far afield we've got from true history.
Well, it'd be interesting. It's going to be hard for me to find somebody if they're calling themselves James Madison, because it's going to all come up as the original, actual James Madison. But appreciate your call. Thanks. All right. Well, okay. Now, if you caught Friday's show, I was talking to Jenny Wehrman, who I talked to several candidates for Congress. She's a great candidate for Congress. And it wasn't even the main point of what we were discussing, but she mentioned in the interview a situation in California where the government had turned off the water in Central Valley in California, the pretext being some fish. I think it was the Delta smelt or something like that. It's not even indigenous to the area or anything. But the real reason was to knock out small farming, because they took a 20% hit. And what that does is it allows big ag to further monopolize on the farming industry. We are losing our independent farmers in America, and the things Monsanto and co. are doing to the food is just atrocious. But this type of thing, this type of tactic is happening all across the nation, where these pseudo-environmental groups, these NGOs, they're not really concerned about the environment, let me be clear. These pseudo-environmental groups work in collusion with other business interests and out of a sense of their own power tripping to steal land from people and shut down parks and, of course, to create personal profits from themselves using the government for force. And the National Park Service is notorious for this. If you think the National Park Service services parks, think again. You ask anybody that lives near a park, it doesn't matter if it's out west, in the east, or where it is, they have a horror story about the National Park Service and how they supposedly service us. What they do is they gang up on an area until they get their agenda. And it's never national news. It's like boiling frogs. They go area by area, just wreaking hell on communities, and they enjoy a lot of support from, I'd say, well-meaning do-gooders who assume, wrongly, that, hey, their money's being used to help the environment, right? But, I mean, who doesn't want to help the environment? But these pseudo-environmentalists are like extremists and fakes. They are the equivalent of televangelists on there. What a televangelist is for Christianity, just screaming up there, send me money, and they don't go and help the poor. They go and dig up diamonds in Africa, and they live in multi-million dollar houses. But they use that as a vehicle to enrich themselves. And so that's the parallel. A televangelist is like the environmental extremist. If you get groups like the Audubon Society, for example, supposedly they, you know, they're bird watchers and bird-loving people. Not at all. Their largest donors for Audubon are automotive companies Toyota and then Ford. And of course, once they get all these millions of dollars from these industries, they go out and they start doing things like blocking wind turbines, because they say it's bad for the bats and the birds. No evidence needed. They just claim that and scare you, and they have to slow down or not even build these turbines. And it's because of their founder. Listen to this. Their founder of Audubon Society is this draft-dodging Frenchman in Haiti, and he personally murdered thousands of birds. This is a bird-loving society. He murdered thousands of birds so that he could arrange them for his artwork. He wanted to paint them and depict them dead birds. Nobody wanted to buy this junk, but that's the founder of the Audubon Society, and it's very fitting, actually. And we'll come back after the break, talk about environmental extremists.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
Welcome back to the What Really Happens show. I'm Ryan Dawson, the guest host for Mike Rivero. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. I'm talking about environmental extremism. I'm completely pro-environment. You've heard me talk about Fukushima. You've heard me talk about the BP oil spill, etc. But what's going on here has nothing to do with the environment. It's just a pretext to steal from people. So what's happened because of this kind of incrementation they use, they always gang up on a little area. They have these national groups, they gang up on an area, and then they move to another area, and they do it over and over. So if you have a horror story with the Park Service or any of these other environmental wackos, you're free to call in and let me know what's going on. I just heard about that story in California, wasn't even aware of it, but I hear things like this all the time. Where I used to live, I'm going to give you a case study in North Carolina, where I used to live, the island I was just talking about with Croatoan, it's the birthplace of America, it's where the first English settlers came. Not Jamestown or Roanoke, as I just explained, is a very historical place. But what's happened there is just outrageous. We've had this neoconservative judge, Judge Terrence Boyle. He's a Blackwater yes man. He's got a long track record of rulings with basic errors and conflicts of interest, ruling against the handicapped, ruling against companies, ruling for companies that he's invested in, etc. I don't know how he got to be a judge. But this guy because of pressure from extremist special interest groups like the Audubon and the Southern Environmental Law Center, issued a judicial decree, like a literal king, to shut down public beaches on an island. Of course, closing beaches on an island had a predictable economic consequence, which they are in complete denial about. We're talking about 29% unemployment. Businesses are closing down, or they're just there with a minimal staff, just working as hard as they can. The county commission in this area is Dare County. They did sign off on the decree, but it's because their lawyer was misleading. He ended up being on the other side. They saw it as a choice between, you know, a shot in the foot or a shot in the face, and they were scared that if they didn't cave, they were going to close all the beaches all year round. As it is now, the most popular ones are shut down for the entire tourist season minus August. That's the whole season except for a month. This is such a crime. Generations from all over the Eastern Seaboard and Canada have been coming to this place and enjoying the beaches, and they can't do it anymore. It's a very unique place in the United States. It's one of the only places that's non-commercially franchised. There are no McDonald's, there's no KFC, there are no Hiltons or Walmarts, etc., like you find in most towns. Are just cookie-cutter copies of each other. They all got a Chili's, a Kroger, a Ruby Tuesdays, etc. It's not like that. None of that is there. There aren't any franchises on this island. That's what makes it so beautiful. But with the businesses being broken and driven out, you're going to see the Walmarts moving in soon, and that's what I think this is really about. We have this insanity of a judicial decree sitting. They cite an executive order from 40 years ago from President Nixon. It's one line out of an executive order about off-road vehicles that the National Park Service failed to comply with, and so the beaches have been shut down annually since 2007. And it's been devastating. And as stupid as that executive order is as a reason for to ban ORVs from the beach, they've also banned pedestrians, people going there on foot, who obviously are not off-road vehicles, but for some reason they're just banned anyway. They extrapolated an executive order about driving to be about walking on the beach. We got a caller, Chris in Las Vegas. You are on the air.
Boy, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I concur
with you exactly. These are Talmudic legal schemes to control the world and to deny access and try to promote revolution by taking these innocuous, nonsensical regulations to the extreme to form a form of legal war against the people to try to bring about the revolution they desire so they can have their martial law and do away with law altogether.
Oh, it's martial law down there. They have the Park Service patrolling the beach, shooting animals and things, and they won't let people onto their own property. And this whole park was created by congressional law. And Congress is supposed to make laws because you can hold them responsible for laws. You can vote them out. That's why laws don't come from judges or executive orders. They're supposed to be from the legislative branch, not the executive or judicial. So this is doubly stupid having a judge use a 40-year-old executive order to shut down property and strip it from all these people. It makes me furious. And it's not just in North Carolina. It's everywhere. This same incident already happened in Sandy Hook in New Jersey. It happened in Michigan with the same pretext, this piping plover bird, which, oh, it's not even indigenous to the area. It's not endangered. It's not in any danger in the park. But that's the excuse they're using.
Well, truly, these regulatory contrived agencies have no force or effect of law except over federal territories, and they are absolutely operating outside the scopes and colors of law. And many of these contrivances have been misconstrued and particularly expanded ad infinitum to try to infer and imply.
Chris, we got a break coming up, but you're right. It's completely unconstitutional and it ought to be illegal, but they're legally stealing. If you want to hold on through the break, I'll let you do it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Dawson. You're listening to the What Really Happened radio show. I'm talking about environmental extremism. We're going to have Ken O'Keefe and Larkin Rose on later in the show. Chris, the commercial cut you off there. Do you want to finish what you were saying?
Well, Ryan, you're exactly right, but more importantly, these regulatory agencies have been converted to guerrilla environmental terrorists as weapons of mass destruction against the rights of we the people, and they are running amok and control. They are under hallucinations of transhumanism that the green scheme has been hijacked also and is being used to try and destroy all sorts of developmental aspects of our natural resources under the dreams of these delusional maniacs who believe that the euphemistic dreams of the future and what can be brought about can be manifested.
I'll give you a concrete example, I think, of what you're hinting at here. Okay, so we have things like the National Park Service and Forest Reserve. Let me tell you a little bit of the origins of these people, because it really is a war on us. The BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is notorious for bottlenecking cases against Native Americans, who basically have to wait like 100 years before they can see their day in court for mineral rights, etc. It was moved out of the War Department into the Department of Interior, which is where all these new environmental groups start popping up. It was still the BIA. It still should be in the War Department because it's been a war against Native Americans. All that happened was that it was no longer acceptable in the international community to just go up and shoot people like they had been doing and shooting buffalo and all the horrors there. And instead, they used a new pretext to steal land for environmental or scientific reasons. But it was the same game, same people. They didn't even change the people who were in the BIA. And this is where the Forest Reserve, who stole land from the Taos Indians in Pueblo and things out west, and the Park Service, who steal land in the east, that's when they were created. That's what they've been doing, and we're all Indians now. It's just a totally bogus, non-scientific pretext to steal resources, steal land, and control our own population from the BIA, the NPS, and the Forest Reserve. They don't care about trees or anything like that. They also got trees categorized as crops, so they'd be subject to farm subsidies. There's all these shenanigans of just profiting through these groups. But it's a kind of untouchable subject, like the Patriot Act hiding behind patriotism. They hide behind the cloak of environmentalism because everyone wants to protect the earth unless you're completely crazy. But it has nothing to do with environmentalism. But they get all this support from all these people, Greenpeace and all these other groups that are out there attacking boats and things. They get all this money from all these people nationally because they think, hey, they're there to help the environment. That's not what they actually do. And it is a war on us. Chris, thanks for your call. Ed in Canada, you are on.
Hello?
Hello, Ed.
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good. I listen to a radio station out of Plentywood, Montana, and they have a program underway in Montana where they're using a speckled grouse as a way of trying to get the ranchers off of federal land. It's the same game they played with
the plover
spotted owl and shut down the lumber industry.
Mm-hmm.
But they claim it's an endangered bird, and then they start putting up boundaries and expanding the boundaries and saying you can't go into this area, you can't go into that area. Essentially just put the people that are producing things out of business.
Yeah, and normally what happens too, this is a case for the parks out west like Yellowstone, they'll say, oh, we need predator control, let's say, to protect species X, and they end up shooting all the coyote and clearing out several other types of animals to protect one, and they don't even help the animals. All they do is murder a bunch of other animals and cause a big mess. They don't care about the spotted owl or the trout or whatever. It's just a pretext to control land.
Yeah.
That is it.
Montana has probably more federal land than I think every state but three. I think it's one of the largest.
That's fair to say. I think that might be true. Yeah. But, yeah, I can tell you in the case of North Carolina, the same group, the Audubon Society, that's doing this piping plover mess with this bird, they did the exact same thing just an hour north of the island in Duck. And what they did is they acquired all this land for a bird sanctuary and then years later turned it over and sold it for $25 million to developers to build condos. And that's what's there right now, condos. They didn't care about the birds.
Nope.
Ed, thanks for the call. Bill in Idaho, you are on the air. Bill, are you there? Well, maybe we lost Bill, I guess. I heard it click. Oh, sorry, Bill. Call back if you wish. So there's obviously, it's not sincere, they're not helping the piping plover, and it's a cute bird, and I'm not against the plover, but it wasn't in any danger. This executive order is 40 years old. The park has been open for those 40 years, and it was open for all their years prior to that to infinity, and the bird's still there. Its populations haven't changed, but that doesn't matter. They just did it anyway. And actually, the population has changed slightly. It's gone down. Why? Because the Park Service is out there policing the beach. When people were in the beach, that prevented predators from entering the area. But now that the people have been removed, the predators have returned, and some of these plovers have been getting eaten. And the Park Service solution is, oh, we'll just shoot them. And they are killing the fox, which is not indigenous either. They can't return. They're killing the raccoon, the possum. They've been killing geese. They even killed ghost crabs because they could affect the eggs, they said. So it's okay to kill all the other animals to protect this bird, and it doesn't even work because the bird's population has gone down. All they've done is wasted millions of dollars in lost revenue in business, but and hurt this bird and shot a bunch of animals. The Park Service doesn't need to be there. They are not servicing the park. They're the ones who broke the executive order, but it's the public who gets punished by it. It's completely backwards and insane, but they sure are paying themselves a lot to police the beach. And then this year, they said, okay, you can go to these public beaches if you pay us for a permit and a pass. So apparently, as long as you're paying the Park Service to go on a beach that used to be free, then you being there suddenly no longer bothers the birds. That is theft, plain and simple. And we have a bill in Congress, and please, I don't care where you live or whatever, please help us with this, to pass this bill. It's been promoted by Ron Paul. It's sponsored by Walter Jones. It is H.R. 4094. And it's passed committee unanimously when they heard about this. It's lumped in with another bill with Florida in the same kind of situation. People, please go to congress.org, type in your zip code, get your Congress critters email and phone number, and call them and tell the peon that answers the phone that you want to know about H.R. 4094 and that you would like it to pass is to reopen beaches on the Outer Banks. Oh, Bill has returned. Bill, are you there this time?
Hello, sir. Bless you.
Hello.
Thanks for your patience.
Not a problem. What's on your mind?
Well, I would say happy Memorial Day, but I don't know what is so very happy about remembrance of a bunch of uninformed, unwashed, uninvolved, and uncaring that would, be thinking about people that they had sent off to war unrighteously. And
military like it's a toy sent in for corporate adventures, for military escapades of imperialism. And it's sad. We've probably lost as many to suicide as we have in combat. And Memorial Day used to be about remembering those who sacrificed things for our country, for our freedom. But they're being sacrificed now in games of imperialism for Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and the rest of the military-industrial complex. And I have nothing but sympathy for these people. I mean, like 18, 19, they're kids. And they're being sent over to places in Timbuktu, in Iraq, in Afghanistan especially. We've got intelligence all over Syria right now. I'm just angry and sad and furious about the whole thing. And luckily for me, Memorial Day is already over. It's Tuesday in Japan.
Well, it would be truly a sadness. You know, even more so, don't mean to belabor the point, but ignorance truly is bliss. Whoever pointed that out obviously said a mouthful. Get a chance. I feel badly for them. I feel badly not only for military that would be foolish enough to have allowed themselves in their life to be entrapped by Zionazi conspiracy of criminal behavior, as Chris so aptly points out. But
well, we're being sacrificed for Israel's interests, that's for sure. But, you know, a lot of people in the military, they're not just suckers, whatever. I mean, they've been lied to. They, like, the pretext for war in Iraq, I saw through it, etc. But you can't hold everyone to that standard. And they were manipulated and lied to. And, you know, given the information they thought was true, they thought they were doing the right thing. And now a lot of them are coming back, if they came back at all, with missing limbs. And it's just horrible. War is hell.
The imprecatory prayer that Jack McLam prays, that these Zionazi international war criminals, and they are recognized as that. Cheney, Bush, the rest of them are afraid to leave our shores or even go to Canada anymore by virtue of the fact that they are recognized as war criminals, and I believe that should be constantly at the fore of the discussion.
It ought to be Obama, too, because he's guilty of all the same crimes.
It's an ever-expanding list, but considering that being the case, I was talking with Lark for a brief period of time. It was very enjoyable, and discussion came about in regard to this vote. And more and more and more, you know, it's obvious and evident that things have been so well inveigled and so well planned in this technocratic society. If you read Chuck Holton's Bulletproof, you read about a, you know, technical warrior of the highest order of rangers. You know, he's very well recognized in the Christian community, and yet he
right.
does not understand who his enemy ultimately is. Lark mentioned...
I think they are buffoons and don't know what they're doing, or wasting money left and right, and they're going to drive down the dollar and implode their own system, and I got to disagree a little bit. The imperialists are there for profit for themselves. They have the same ideology of a cancer cell, corporate growth for the sake of growth, and they are going to hang themselves. They're sawing the branch they're sitting on. Oh, thanks. We got another caller on the line. Sorry.
Well, the discussion being the vote, or the purported vote, and I heard a gentleman on Deanna Spingel's show. I think he's one of them. And you know,
I'm sorry. I got an international call. I got to take this. You can call back if you like. Rocky, are you on? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind, Rocky?
Well, I'm annoyed by several things, but on Memorial Day especially, I was reading an article a couple of weeks ago where they claimed that 18 former service people, veterans, were killing themselves every day in the United States. And I thought, well, that's, well, they said 17, but I said, that's outrageous. It can't be possible. And then I read a follow-up story that this, for the first time last month, it went from 17 to 18. Now, this is almost like the losses we occurred in Vietnam. I mean, this is incredible. We send these people over there for what's the good of the 1%, and we send them back two or three times, and then once we cut them loose, we don't give a crap. On top of that, you got for the same age group and citizens that aren't veterans have 16% unemployment, and these veterans are 27%. It's an atrocity.
I actually read a statistic saying between 2009 and 2010, more veterans committed suicide than were lost in combat, even with
more service people are dying of suicide than they are in combat. This is incredible. And what coverage does it get? Very little.
Almost none, especially on ABC and NBC, CBS, Fox.
There isn't a wall out there for veterans that committed suicide, even though it's almost probably a very high percentage of the reason is because they were veterans, because they can't sleep at night, because they backfire sends them into a panic, because who knows what kind of psychological problems, but.
I think also adding to that, to the post-traumatic stress and things, is if you look at, and I'm not as solid on this as some other things, but if you look at some of the cocktail of vaccinations and things that they have to take while they're over there and how they may be affecting one another, they're on psychotropics, they're on all these different drugs, and it is very hard to adjust from being in war to coming back to peacetime. And we put all this money and effort in to train people to kill and dehumanize, but there really isn't a program for the reversal when they're getting home to get people well-adjusted back to peace.
And then on top of that, the bullets, but they're not bullets in the term I'm using for. Anyway, they use plutonium.
Depleted uranium too, yeah.
Because it's the heaviest thing out there, and it has the greatest penetrating force. But these guys are riding around in their armored vehicles and in their tanks with this shit for years. And I guess I
don't say that on the air. Actually, Rocky, I think I recognize your voice.
No.
Are you the guy with the Alexander the Great artwork and the fossil things on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could you give your YouTube out? Everyone, you got to check this guy's videos out. He's got excellent political commentary. Do you mind saying your name?
No, but let me, if I could say something else. Well,
sure.
We're talking about something important, and sure as hell my YouTube channel isn't important, but it's Rocky315W. But on a side note, what I'm looking for is anybody with a background in paleontology. I have a damn fossil up here for months now that nobody can identify.
We'll find it for you. We got a break, and I'll be back with Hans in California. Watch your language, Rocky.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just scratch yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to the What Really Happens show with Ryan Dawson, guest hosting for Mike Rivero. We have Hans in California, and this is a short segment, but Hans, are you there?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Memorial Day today, and everyone seems to feel very patriotic on this day. I don't know. Are you familiar with a man named David Yeagley? He's the grandson of a Comanche Indian chief.
Yeagley?
Yeagley, are you familiar with it? He's a person who works with this American Renaissance group. He's actually the cousin of Carolyn Yeager, who's a woman who used to have a show on RBN. She's has a brand new show starting tonight. I thought I might let people know. She was a guest on Deanna Spingola a few days ago, and so perhaps people heard that show, but I just wanted to remind people, if you go to CarolynYeager.com, you can plug into her new show, which starts tonight.
All right. There's you got your plug in. Did David have something related to Memorial Day you wanted to talk about?
Yes, what she says is that, you know, after World War II, everyone believes that World War II was the defeat of Nazism, but what Carolyn Yeager says that, in fact, after World War II, the Nazis actually sort of went underground. They weren't actually, it appeared that they were defeated, but they actually moved into the United States and basically took over the U.S. government, such that today, our government is basically being run, by a group of, Nazis.
Well, they certainly act like it. We've killed millions of people from Vietnam to Korea to Iraq and everywhere else, so. I don't know how much the Nazis infiltrated, but the ideology certainly is there. We got another caller, Lynn, but Lynn, are you there?
I am.
Where are you calling from? Sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
All right.
I applaud you for even being here today. That's wonderful. You know, people have forgotten that it wasn't always Memorial Day. It was Declaration Day.
That's right, the end of May.
And I would say that since we're this new world order now, that we convert...
Are you on a cell phone? Your audio is kind of bad.
Hold on a minute, and I'll make that better. I had a headset on. It's not working really well. Is that better?
It's better. We got to squeeze through because the break's coming up, but go ahead.
Okay.
You were saying?
I will say very quickly that what we need to do is make it a world or a global Memorial Day to stop and realize about all the people that have been sacrificed for these people.
True that. Everyone who's died in any war anywhere. We got a break. Ken O'Keefe will be joining us right after a break. I may have to skip the Syrian section, but I'll throw it up. Ken O'Keefe, ladies and gentlemen, right after the break.